time for us to check in with our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. And Jill, I think for a lot of us who aren't really into investing as many others are, a 401k seems like a not very risky and an easier way for us to invest. But President Trump signed an executive order that would allow riskier assets to be included. What do you think about risky assets in our 401ks?
You know, it's funny. We already have risky assets in there, but you're absolutely right. We sort of look at it as like, oh, it's my retirement account. It's kind of my boring plod along every page period. I get some money taken out. It goes into some stuff. But, you know, the stuff like a stock mutual fund or an exchange traded fund inside of your plan, that, of course, we know that moves around. But what if you had the ability to buy, say, crypto in your retirement account? Would you? I mean, look, I'm a self-proclaimed wimp when it comes to investing. I did my first crypto story. This is like the shame of it all. My first crypto story for CBS was when Bitcoin went above 1,000. It's trading at 120,000. You don't think I look back and say, oh, I wish I bought a little crypto, but it's not my, that's not my jam. I'm not risky. I don't do new stuff. I'm very boring. But if you had the ability to buy some risky stuff inside your retirement plan, the real question is, should you? And the answer is it really depends on who you are. So you tell me, how would you feel about that? Would you put a little nibble in there? What do you think?
I am kind of with you on the crypto thing. So I don't know.
Be right.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not that person, I guess.
Yeah, I'd have.
But you know, if you were that person, are you okay? Would you do that?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. So let's talk to the people who are like people who are more lured by that. Right? I mean, crypto's up 30% this year. It's up a bazillion percent since that my first story I did when it crossed 1,000. So if you wanted to do something really risky inside your retirement account, like buy some crypto, and this is not available yet. So this is all sort of behind the scenes. The Trump administration is trying to make it easier to do this. But, you know, if you were able to, I would say, look, it's the same way I feel about company stock. You know, I could look at a time when CBS was going through the roof and people were putting all their money in the CBS stock. And then it came cratering down and people were freaking out. And I said, well, what did you think? You put like 40% of your retirement account in that single stock. So if you've got something really risky, one way to kind of limit the damage if something happened on the way down would be to just keep, say, 5, maybe 10%. That's it. Really boring, right? And if you do that, if it goes down, you're not saying, oh my God, my whole retirement is at risk. And if it goes up, you're participating. But it's very difficult to assess risk when things are good. So, you know, listen, maybe it's because, you know, I feel like I'm a seasoned investor. My father, my dad was a trader on Wall Street, you know, low level dude many years ago. And I said, what does it mean to be a seasoned investor, Dad? And he goes, oh, well, you know how they season a piece of meat? You take like this wooden mallet and you bash it. He goes, that's a seasoned investor. You have to be bashed a few times to realize risk exists and it hurts and you don't like it. And so I think that if you are starting out and you've never experienced downside, like you've never hurt, then you have to be very careful about what you're doing inside that retirement account.
Be consistent and let time work for you. That is well said in JillOnMoney.com. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Have a great week.
Take care.
It's